The hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the
good evening, welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of the entrepreneurs that want to be entrepreneurs to help each other to do that. I'm here this evening with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing? And glad to see you.
We are doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be with you one more time.
And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Oh, well, doing well.
Hey.
Staying busy, that's
okay.
For sure. How about y'all?
Staying busy.
Yep, staying busy.
No better way to be.
Amen. But anyway, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. To kind of let you know what the show is all about. And Bob, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, we are back. So, Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great, Jane. Are you ready to get it on?
We're ready to get on.
Let's get these entrepreneurs
up
here doing something.
Get them some business.
That's right. Get them some business and
get them in business.
Some other entrepreneurs in the business.
Right. So I'd like to have you think about that. For most entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, because everybody's trying to get your customers and you're trying to get your own customers and everybody's trying to maintain their business and grow their business. Anyway, so we're introducing a way to entrepreneurs that can help entrepreneurs. So if you're one of those entrepreneurs that are thinking about starting or you've already started, you can find us now out on Facebook and YouTube. Just go out and look for the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And you are more than welcome to put comments in the chat or ask a question, and we'll do our best to try to answer those. But if you're just starting and you want to know how entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs, well, this show is going to be dedicated to giving you some tips on how entrepreneurs can actually help the other entrepreneurs, and you can get to help the help that you need in order to grow your business. And so I'm going to give you some tips, and I've actually got 11 of them, 10 or 11 of them, and I'm just going to say that these are tips to help entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I haven't really done that before, and so now I'm thinking about I've got to give you some ways so you can begin to help each other, but you're also welcome to share your thoughts and knowledge in order to help someone else. Anyway, so I invite you to call the show or put something in the chat, and hopefully we'll see it. I may not be able to respond to everything, but if you put it there, if I can answer your question, I'll put it out to the general public and see if we can provide some good answers that way. So, Mr. Dukes, are you ready to...
Yes, sir.
Let's help. Share something, to help
share
your entrepreneurs.
Share some entrepreneurial experience from our experience.
Right. Anyway, so that's what it is that we are going to do. Anyway, so I'm just going to say that there are 11 tips, and I'm going to just give you the first one. These are not in any kind of order. These are just tips that I put together so that the entrepreneurs can help the other entrepreneurs. Anyway, so here's tip number one. We're going to do that before we go to break.
All right.
Tip number one is if you are an entrepreneur or thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, join a entrepreneur group in your city, in your town, in your neighborhood. Join one so you can start to get to know the other entrepreneurs. Learn some of the people that are doing exactly what you're doing. Learn from those that are quite a ways away from where you are in terms of starting. But join a group so you can get information from people like you.
I've actually been surprised to see how many independent or chapter-based mm-hmm. entrepreneur groups there are from, like a national organization that has chapters
yep.
just for entrepreneurs of that county or that mm-hmm. Couple cities or something like that.
Now, do you know why?
Why would that be, Gene?
Well, I'll give you my opinion. My opinion, because the entrepreneurs have the minds to create things.
Well, that's true. Okay, yeah.
They have the minds of providing a product or service that could help a lot of other people. They have the mind of how they can make things better in terms of making money. And so by sharing thoughts and ideas on a national or global level, then we actually make our place a better place because we're always looking to make things better. Most of us are making...
That's true.
Looking to make things better. So that's my thought on that.
Well, and then even yeah. the world, but the community too. So you have these local chapters.
Right.
And they right. are... They are directly influencing each other, and they are actual customers of
right,
each, other.
Each other.
Right,
right.
You got regionals and statewide and national, and yeah, it's entrepreneurs that are out there doing it, and so you want to join that crowd if you're just starting,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't know they exist, then it's important to get involved with some.
That's right.
Okay, so that's the first. Tip that I'm going to give, Mr. Dukes, you got any comments?
I was just going to say that first tip. If you don't know of any, just ask around. Ask in your neighborhood for entrepreneurs. As a matter of fact, you don't really have to ask. You can see as you drive down the city or down the streets, you can see who owns what and who does what. And don't be afraid to go in and introduce yourself to them and let them know what your business is and what you can offer.
And you might find out that they're not a part of a group.
Amen.
So now you got a person to go along with you to find a group.
Well, that's how I learned. Is somebody yeah. somebody said, "Have you ever heard of
so and so
such
and
so mm-hmm. and such a group?"
Correct.
And I said, "Not only have I not heard of it, I didn't know such a type of group existed. Exists."
Yeah. Anyway, so that's tip number one. They're out there. I'm pretty sure some of those you can find names out on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
However, finding the right body or group of people, you got to go out and meet those people.
That's right.
But you got to
get in their face,
get in front of them, so they can see you. They're going to look you up and down, left and right, all that sort of stuff, and you're going to do the same thing.
Right.
So it's important to be seen. But anyway, that's tip number one. We're going to take a very short break so I can get back to this long list that I have. What we're talking about are 11 ways for entrepreneurs and how to help other entrepreneurs. But we'll be right back.
All right.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Make that, make some of that money. We're talking about entrepreneurs who I'm assuming they would like to make some money. They stepped out on their own, and they're trying to help make this place a better place, most of them. Anyway, so I'm going through 11 tips, 11 ways that entrepreneurs can help other entrepreneurs. And Mr. Dukes, he's got a couple or a few that he's going to chime in. And so we may have more than 11. But anyway, Anyway, so the first one I went through was like join an entrepreneurial group in your area. Look, if you're not sure, go out on the internet and look, or go to a small business like Mr. Dukes has suggested. Go to any small business and just ask about it. Because if you find out that that person doesn't know, then there are two of you that don't know that there are other types of events going on right in your neighborhood. Anyway, and some of those are organized, well organized, because they're national groups. Anyway, so go find out, because they're there to help entrepreneurs. Anyway, so
if I may interject, Mr. Gene, if there is not one in your neighborhood, and if you meet one that's not belonging to a neighborhood, you might want to be the one to start.
Now, you looked ahead.
That group. Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I was following back from you.
He's on.
You looked ahead.
The next
That's
page.
Number two. Number two is if you can't find one, then start one. Start a meetup. There are a lot of meetup places out there on the internet. Anyway, go out and create a meetup.
Mm-hmm.
Start one yourself. I was part of a meetup group to play tennis. They just started it, and people signed up. We met, and we played for an hour or two. And you know, so that can be done by entrepreneurs. So just create one.
That's right.
All right. So anyway, that was the second one. You were right. You're right on point, Mr. Dukes.
Well, I was just
okay. Number three. The reason entrepreneurs may want to help entrepreneurs is to share your experience. Share your expertise. Share your story. Share your vision. Share your dreams. Share the things that tell the other entrepreneurs why you are considering being an entrepreneur, or why you are an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, share that vision. Share the dream that you have of having your business, because that's the very reason all the others are there. Okay, so it's important that you let people know you are a real human that wants the other humans to know that you may be able to help them with their dreams, and they may be able to help you, because many of them will have lots of experience that you don't have yet. And you want them to offer it as well as you want to ask for it. that we won't know unless you do ask. And so, anyway, so that's something I'd like to have you just think about. You're going to bring something to the table, in other words.
Correctly.
It doesn't matter what it is. You have an idea or thought. You're bringing something to the table, and you're trying to find other ways to help your business grow. And you want to share it so we can help your business grow, but also you can help others that are growing their business. Anyway, so that's number three, which is to share your experience, your expertise. And turn on there. Okay, number four.
Can I add to that? Or should I wait?
I don't know. Did you look down the list?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it? I'll tell you. Well, see,
I had a response to number three along with you. When I went in business, the group that I entered, I went to each one of them, and we found out who did what. And we built a good camaraderie there, because what I did, the other guy didn't do in his place, and he needed my assistant. And we shared our knowledge and our ability between the two of us. But it turned out to be at about six of us before it was over with.
Okay.
By being able to share, as you said. I just wanted to mention that, because that was one of the biggest, I think, to me. Because when I opened up in the area I opened up, what I did, a lot of them didn't do.
All right.
They shared it.
Good, good. Okay, I'm going to have you look at this list over here.
I did look at your list. That's where I got my notes
okay.
from.
Number four. One of the things that you want to do in terms of helping other entrepreneurs is trade your services. Trade services with each other. That they're similar to what you're saying, but trade your services so that you have something to give and something to get.
Barter is the oldest barter.
That's what I was just going to say. That was one of our key areas. We bought a service between us five garages that we had in our group.
Oldest form of exchange out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, so that's one way of getting service. You share something.
And you can make transactions over $600.
That you can. And you can get it done for nothing.
Exactly.
Other than you're willing to give, which is a character you really want to display when it comes to customers. The best way to give is give to those that are trying to do what you're trying to do, because you're going to find that others will give to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll also discover that if you aren't giving, neither is anyone else.
Barter is a two-way street.
It is.
A cashless transaction.
It's a cashless transaction, and it really works.
Right, because you develop a reputation where people know that you aren't too interested in helping somebody. Anyways, I'd like to just make you aware of that. I'm fortunate for just many, many, many things where I was told by a multimillionaire, probably a good, maybe 10 years ago, we're pretty good friends and we talk quite a bit. And one of the things he had said when I got started, he said, people need money. So people say they'll help you if you pay them. It's very important to understand they don't want to help you. They want to help you for money, which means they need money, which is totally different than somebody who just wants to help. Anyway, so this guy told me that because he was helping, and he wanted to make sure I knew the difference between helping because somebody wants to help, because you could drive a lot of those people away, and helping because somebody wants your money because they need money. Okay, so we all need money.
That's why we're in business.
Right, so it's important to understand the difference between helping each other and buying a service or buying a product.
Correct.
Anyway, so I was told to shy away from anyone who says, I'll do it if you pay me. And I've been doing that for 10 years. And just watch the people come forward. But you can't make them, but I will say they will pop up, knowing that you have a heart that helps others. Look, it doesn't have to be in your field. It could be anything. You could give something. You could give a donation to a person on the street. I mean, but it has to do with helping others instead of asking for your services. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. Okay, number five. Offer opportunities to each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, so opportunities like offer your services. Recommend some of your customers to the other person's business. You can recommend them to your competition because you want to find out whether you got a better product or service than others. But offer opportunities for people to grow their businesses by introducing customers, especially if your businesses are totally different. You know, and your customers need something. If you have a network of people that are like specialists in your field, in other words, a bunch of teachers get together, a bunch of trainers get together, a bunch of mechanics get together, where everybody is in the same field. But offering opportunities that don't have anything to do with the field, they're opportunities to help somebody else because of their product or their service. You have to offer opportunities to other people.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so you're either going to have customers or develop customers, but that's just for your product or service. Because it's a big world out there with many people offering many different products and services, and you probably know a bunch of them. Okay. So share your customers in order to help the other entrepreneurs. Okay. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that.
If I may, if you share your customers, you will find that your competitor will share theirs with you.
Very good. Right.
It's just thinking about, you know, they're always willing to reciprocate.
Right.
Right. That's how you build.
Because we know we need each other.
Well, you learn that along the way, because many of you entrepreneurs don't know that.
They're greedy.
Okay, many of you beginning entrepreneurs don't know that. You're afraid to tell your idea because you're afraid somebody's going to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the best way to guarantee your idea is going to work is tell everybody. You know, so now everybody knows it's your idea, which means if somebody else tries to pick it up, they say, you know where that came from.
And that creates networking.
It sure does.
And that's what you want to develop in a community.
Okay, so that's what that is. Let's see, what number are we on now?
Number five.
No, we're on number six.
Oh, you was on number five.
Yep. Okay, number six. Build your team members. Okay, so build your team members by offering ways to develop them. To establish people with expertise on your team that has expertise that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nowadays, if you're involved with social media, but you don't deal with social media, then get somebody on your team that deals with social media. Okay, get somebody on your team that has another service, but make sure that they are part of your team, which means they're helping you and you're helping them. Because you're in business because you have a product or service.
Mm-hmm.
What we all need other areas of knowledge, and we can't have all of it. So put teams together in your company so that you have the expertise of people wanting to work with you in order to help you and your company grow, and they're part of helping you grow. Anyway, so something to just keep in mind. We're going to take a short break.
All right.
Very quickly.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. I'm talking about 11 ways how entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs. And I've gotten through six, but we'll be right back to give you a few more.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Stop you. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have ups and downs, but don't stop whatever you do.
Entrepreneurs don't stop.
It's part of the growth factor, and you got to have it or you lose becoming an entrepreneur.
That's right.
It's simple as that. It's going to require some effort on your part, and so don't let anything stop you. You're going to get a bunch of obstacles.
Yes, sir.
And if they haven't come yet, they're coming.
Keep your mind on the prize.
Anyway, we're talking about 11 ways how entrepreneurs can help the other entrepreneurs. And so I've gone through things like join an entrepreneur group in your community, start your own meetup, share your experience and expertise and your vision with other entrepreneurs, trade your services, offer opportunities for your customers and for other entrepreneurs that aren't necessarily in your field, but offer opportunities for them as well. But number six was to build a team, because as an entrepreneur, hopefully you're not an entrepreneur working by yourself, and hopefully you're not an entrepreneur that's trying to do it all by yourself, because it may not happen that way, because you're supposed to get busy at some point. So it's best to have some others around that can help you to run your business. Okay, number seven. Okay, another way that you can help some entrepreneurs is serve as a board member on their company. Serve as a board member. You could be a secretary or treasurer. Serve as a board of directors or board of advisors. It could be a vice president even. But think of ways you can support someone else with their company, because you may need others to help support you. Depending on the type of business that you have, the type of contracts you may want to go over, people are going to want to know who's on your team. How many employees do you have? What do they do? So you want to be in a position to say, this is the expertise and knowledge we have on our team.
Correct.
So if you don't have it, the others got it. So it's good to do that in order to get those people on your team. I'm going to tell you how to get them a little bit later on. Number eight. You can share office space. There are a lot of places out there now, there are workspace areas that somebody came along with the idea of creating workspace areas where you can go use the facility. Many of them are equipped with state-of-the-art equipment, and you can literally go there. In some cases, depending on where you are, it's no charge. In some cases, there's a small charge. But the bottom line is you can meet with your entire team, as well as meet with others that are there as well, who will share their knowledge and help you at the same time.
Yes, sir.
You ever seen some of these modern ones now you there's a lot in Tampa, down everywhere, there's you have a one run reception person, somebody answering the phones, and then you get that receptionist is works for all anyone all who the, rents
all the
in
others,
there.
Right.
You get a shared conference room,
right?
So you get your, you know, your TV, your Apple TV connection, all that stuff to have your book it, and that front office manager does all that booking, and then you get a shared kitchen and all that stuff.
Yeah,
very interesting.
It's shared space, and they're all around. They're out and around. I'm not sure if you noticed, but there's one about three blocks from here.
Really?
Yeah, really. About three blocks from here. I've already been there.
Well, they're popping up everywhere.
Yeah, they're popping up everywhere.
And they're not all in those, I guess, now that you say that, they're not all in the most conventional type spaces now. They're going into, you know, smaller strip centers, houses, things like that, being converted.
Okay, so look for sharing office. If you're one of the entrepreneurs, you got an office that's too big, you got room for someone else in order to help someone else, but share some space to help them out. Okay, help them pay the rent and all that sort of stuff, or just offer it. Because they're falling in your footsteps.
That's right.
They're trying to build their business and grow. Okay, that was number eight. Number nine, what entrepreneurs can do to help entrepreneurs grow each other's network. Network means meeting other people, sharing the people that you know with other people that you know. Because they know other people as well. And so sharing people that you know with people who know you is the key to getting more business. It's the key to getting the word out. Okay, it's the key to the reputation when you got somebody referring you or talking about you. Okay, so grow your network. And because that's going to lead to you growing resources. You know, you may need typing services or computer services or software services, even cleaning services. There's a zillion things out there that you may need that somebody's doing. Because somebody gets paid to come in and clean up the office after everybody leaves.
Right on.
You know, and so it's important that you begin to recognize how to build your network. Like, I don't know if Bobby comes in and cleans up after we leave, but that's part of the job. Okay? I mean, but that's something to become aware of, is share your, by helping each other, share all that. Because that's building your network of resources, people with knowledge and expertise and experience. Okay, so number 10, share the other contacts that you have that make your business work. Okay, for example, such as your accountant, your tax man, your lawyer, your legal advisors, all of the things that every business needs or should have if they are a formal business, they've got to have those. And so share those people because you're now helping those people to help grow your business. Anyway, so begin to recognize that when you're starting out, that other people have their teams built, and in some cases they're still building their team, but you've got to build a team if you want to have a big and successful business. And so it's important to try to lay the foundation now. Let people know what you may need. Most of them are going to ask you anyway, what do you need? You know, what do you want to do? Or how can I serve you? I'm involved with some communities where the languages. How can I help you? How can I serve you?
Right.
Some people literally want to help you do something.
That's so true, Mr. Gene. Some people really do want to help you.
Right.
If you don't open your mouth, they won't know it.
Right. So don't be afraid to let people know where you are in your development. Even if your company is quite successful, I'm pretty sure you'd like to have it grow to a larger company. And a larger company, and a larger company, and a larger company. Anyway, so just think about how big buildings get built. It probably starts with somebody with a small company, and the company gets going. The person says, "I want a bigger company," and they go out and buy a bigger building.
Yep.
You know, when that company makes a lot of money, then the CEOs, all the team people, they get together and go buy another bigger building, and it doesn't stop. People want more, and they go do more, and they get more. Anyway, so it's very important to understand that you share those other types of people. Okay, number 11. Attend networking events. Go places where you can be seen and get in front of people. Know that we see you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's on the Employment Opportunity Hour show. We have a little clip that says, we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open your mouth. So be seen, because most people are going to ask you, who are you and what do you do? Okay, something like that. They're going to say, what do you do? You know, what are you up to? What do you need? Some are going to say. Okay, what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get that unless we see you. And you can't make none of us tell you what we don't want to tell you. It's all going to be a choice. And it's very important to understand, if you have what it takes, people will choose to help you. And so you can't make them. You can... or you can try all you want. Anyway, I was getting ready to say something, then I stopped, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. Go look in the mirror. As to how well do you attract people to you? Okay, or do you run them away?
Look in the mirror.
Because it's important to find out. Because if you're trying to grow a business, you need to know how you can do it, maybe faster, quicker, because it's going to happen with other people and cooperation anyway.
Yes.
And so it's very important to understand what are we seeing. And a lot of that happens in networking.
Sure it does. That's the best way.
Okay, attending social events.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to say attend social events. Now, if you're one of these young entrepreneurs and you do all your stuff with something held in your hand.
Such as?
It could be a telephone. You're one of those kind of people that got a smartphone.
Yep.
Well, a smartphone isn't smart. Okay, it's a machine. You think it's smart because it does things quicker and faster than you do, but it isn't smart. Because somebody had to make it. Okay,
somebody's programmed it.
It's a programmed phone.
Right. It's several programs in a little box that you can carry around.
Yep.
But it works.
Just like some cars that do the same thing.
That's right.
I'm going to suggest you cannot build a network that way, though, because we can't see you.
No, you got to be in person when you build a network.
We can't see you. And so I'd like to have you make sure that you find the time to get out and go meet people. If you can't find the time to get out, then invite people to you. Put on an event. Put on a happy hour, put on a breakfast, put on something that you can let the others know that you're hosting, and find a way to go meet them.
Happy hour with ginger ale.
Right.
Jane's happy hour, how about that?
Right.
That's what this is right now.
But there are happy hours where people got wine and liquor and all that sort of stuff, because it's their happy hours.
And you make a lot of business deals.
We say ginger ale happy hour.
You can choose to drink what you drink when you get there, but they want to make sure everybody gets served.
Yes, sir.
But and hopefully you want to make sure everybody gets served, too.
And now you're bringing me back on my Uh-oh. LinkedIn rants again there. Uh-oh. Take that connection and take it further. Go meet in person.
No.
Go,
all right.
Go to the same event. Go, scout out some work together. Go.
Yeah.
Get coffee, get lunch, do whatever it takes. Otherwise, it's just another box on the link on your computer screen.
Right, that's all it is.
That's all it is.
Is not networking.
No, it's not.
Okay, networking is when people
must talk to human. Human must talk to human.
You know, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's what it is. But we're gonna take a short break. Right quick, but I'm talking about 11 ways that how entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs. And when we come back, Mr. Dukes is going to tell us a little bit more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back on Opportunity Hour. Money.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. That's what I want.
And hopefully some of you others, because entrepreneurship can happen at any time you decide you want to start to do your own thing. It has nothing to do with your age, race, color, anything. It has to do with your decision to say, I've been doing something long enough, I'd like to go do it for myself now.
Your desire.
Right. So I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's how entrepreneurs are born, or entrepreneurs decide that they want to do their own thing. And I am no different.
No, sir.
But I've gone through 11 things, I think, for entrepreneurs. I'm in the training field, which is my profession, and I decided I did enough training for the others. I can go do some training for myself. Same product. I can go expand myself. But the entrepreneurs have something that they have which drives them to say, let me start my own business doing
this. Let me get in the ring.
Okay. Most likely there are no beginners trying to learn how to do something as an entrepreneur. I believe they're all taking some experience, some knowledge, some vision to say, I'm going to start something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do it my way, or I'm going to do it the way I believe it should be done. Because that's what entrepreneurs do. And so if you have any more tips, if you have tips, I started to show out by saying you're welcome to go to Facebook or YouTube and look for the entrepreneur opportunity show, and put some comments in the chat if you like, or ask a question, and share this with others that you know for future, letting them know that there's a way that entrepreneurs can get some of their questions and thoughts out. Anyway, but Mr. Dukes, I went through 11 topics, and between you and Bobby, is there anything that you think I left out, or is there anything that you wanted to add on that you didn't say the first time that came to you after? And so anyways, I just want to give you opportunity to share anything if you like, and I'm not sure who wants to go first.
I'll let Mr. Dixwell.
Why you want to do that?
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Okay.
Go ahead, Bobby.
It's interesting. Something I found interesting was in the very beginning of the show when you said, when you talked about joining another group with entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if you were going to separate networking from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see why it makes sense, because networking is not based on other entrepreneurs necessarily.
Right.
Oh, it's based on everybody, and it doesn't matter if it's if it's getting a your city or your county that might need your service. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, if you're a one man operation and you got a your client is a Fortune 500.
Right.
Where an entrepreneur group would be specifically to bounce ideas amongst other.
No, that is so correct. Networking is networking. It works everywhere if you understand it. It's right in front of you all the time. I don't talk politics on the show or anything like that, but if you watch TV, if you watch all of the politicians that they show nowadays, most of them didn't apply for no job. If you really think about that, you should ask what their job title is, how they got it, look at a job description.
And because, do they perform.
Right. So I'd like to have you just think about how that happens. It happens because people know people that know people that know people. And it happens for your business just as well. Okay, so it has no boundaries.
No.
But, however, it can be specialized. Like, the entrepreneurs can just have, meet other entrepreneurs. It's still networking, but they either all have a business or they all want to start a business.
Right, and you were talking about public facilities facilities to meet use as meeting spaces. You know, if you're really just starting off, there's potential for libraries, community centers,
exactly,
parks, if you're providing a service that can be shown outdoors. Those are all options for way at the bottom, starting up.
I used to run presentations in places like Panera Bread, a couple of hotels, because that's how people get started.
Uh-huh.
In some cases, they pay for space. In some cases, the space is no cost.
Yep.
Because people want to help people. They want you to attract other people to their facilities so they can be known as helping people. And so it's something that's very important to understand how people get started. And as an entrepreneur, the only goal you have is getting started.
Is to get started.
Right, and there's no
believe that
golden
path. You're going to make it and believe that you're going to have some downfalls. But you're willing to get back up and get back at it again. It's not an easy task, but the end results is what you're looking for. And if you work with others in your profession or you're out of your profession, you can easily create a network. And the network can go either way. And don't have to be an entrepreneur, as you said, Bobby, but networking really works.
It does.
If you know how to use it.
Yes.
And go back to what you're talking about at the very beginning, barter.
Barter.
Mm-hmm.
I was introduced to it myself, and it grew my business tremendously.
Okay, so we got a witness here. Two witnesses.
Well, I could say, and it can start small. It can just be,
It will start small.
Your first transaction is not going to be necessarily trading a house for a house or something like that. It's going to be,
something that you can do and complete.
Right.
Well, it's going to be something that somebody else plugs you into, that somebody else guides you through, or somebody else trains you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no such thing as just starting without any direction.
Right.
And that's a person that's going to help you grow your business, because you're obviously bartering that service because they're offering something that you're not quite as equipped to do.
Right,
that's right.
So in the process, you're going to learn how they do that.
Exactly, because they're ahead of you. It's very important to understand that you're going through a process, and it doesn't necessarily stop, because it doesn't matter how successful you are, you want to become more successful.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what business you're in. If you don't like your business, you can change and switch it. or hire some other people for another company. I mean, there are a lot of business owners out there. They own different companies.
Mm-hmm. You put your domain name up for sale, and you might get your entire investment back potentially.
Yes,
that's true.
So there's a lot of ways.
A lot of ways to utilize if you utilize it to your advantage.
So I'd like to have you entrepreneurs that are considering being entrepreneurs to think about how you can even help the entrepreneurs that you might meet, and vice versa. The successful entrepreneurs are those of you that are ahead of the others. Very important to understand how did you grow and help others to grow, because there's still others that are still trying to help you grow.
True.
Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. I got others that are helping me to still grow. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Successful entrepreneurs do not worry about not helping someone. They don't mind helping you. If you're willing to go the way, they'll help push you up the ladder. But you got to be willing to be ready to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, does any of you have any questions? We got like a minute and a half left, I think, because we missed our slot here. But we got about a minute and a half.
We'll ask why not ourselves.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Why not start your own business?
That would be the good start.
That's right.
That would be the overarching question of the show.
Right. Okay. So all of you entrepreneurs that are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you have an idea, you have a service or something, and you'd like to start a business, then I'm just going to say, why not you get started?
That's right.
And you'll be amazed at the people who help you along the way that you're not thinking of.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed how successful you can be.
And all you've got to do is let them know where you're trying to go. They're probably going to ask you anyway.
They will.
Yep. Individuals will help you. I was surprised at all the things that I never thought that the bank would do some of the things that it did, to help.
Mm-hmm, but the bank didn't do it.
Human in the bank. The branch manager, I should say, because I took the advice from 2 months ago on the show, and made sure I had the company shirt on, and
it all worked.
and it worked.
Sure enough.
But that's the way it does work. It all starts with you, and all starts with you making a decision to get started. Because there are no promises.
Not at all.
It's just making a decision to go for the adventure. Okay, many people don't make it as an entrepreneur.
No.
But going for the adventure, you're going to learn something regardless.
That's right.
And it's going to help you do something else. It really doesn't matter. It's the adventure of doing it.
Tell people that idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't hurt it.
No, nobody can take your idea. If it's for you, it'll be for you. Take it and go forward with it.
Okay, I hear the music, which means our time is up. Time has run
by. Frank said it's time to go.
I've given out my 11 tips to help entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs, because as an entrepreneur, you can literally do it my way. You're listening to Frank Sinatra, he's saying it my way. And I want you to know you can get started your way. All the other things you'll learn along the way, which will be based on your decisions. You go out and tell everybody what you'd like to do. They're going to ask you anyway.
That's right.
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up.
We'll be right back.
And we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.